So you have to tell the universe what states you want by choosing them. That begins with intention, and then it's followed up by action. This is why I say you can't just sit around and wait to feel loving, because the universe is just sitting around waiting for you to choose what you want, for you to be who you want to be. Action is activation. Acting upon your chosen state of being is what activates that state of being. So let's look at the mechanics of this, because again, I never want anything to just be like an abstract concept that we refer to, but we don't really drill in on what do we actually mean when we say this. And I don't use the term self-mastery just as a nice statement, but I want you to understand what I mean. And a lot of what I mean is what we've been talking about for the last, 4 to 6 months here in 4DU this whole year, is devotion and service to others, giving and receiving, loving relationships. That is the foundation that must be first in place before any degree of self-mastery can begin at the throat chakra level. We first have to master loving relationships with all creation. And only then are we granted access into the fifth density realms of self-mastery. So I'm going to have you guys write some notes today, because there's going to be a lot of key phrases and definitions and explanations, again, to make this no-nonsense, absolutely straightforward and unmissable. And I want you to write these down and meditate on them this week and the following week, and just kind of let it get into you, because this understanding has to get into you before the gears can start running, if that makes sense. So we're warming up the gears of our throat chakra in this conversation. So state of being, what is the term state of being? The definition I'm going to give you, at least for the utility of this conversation, is your felt sense of self. Your state of being is your felt sense of self in that moment. Oftentimes you'll hear me say the phrase quality of consciousness. What does quality of consciousness mean? And the definition I'm going to give you today is that qualities of consciousness are the ingredients in our state of being. The qualities of consciousness that we embody and integrate are the ingredients in our state of being, or felt sense of self. Next definition, frequency. We always say, raise your frequency. What does that mean? Now, in the context of what we teach here in 4DU University about the three bodies of consciousness, we know that the gross body is the tangible physical body, the subtle body is the intangible energy body, the toroidal field, and the subtle nervous system, which we call nadis, that carry and transmit energy through the physical gross body. And then the causal body is the spiritual karmic body that has no form at all, the void essence of what we are. That's the causal body or spiritual body. So your frequency is the level of energy output generated by the subtle body or the energy body. Your frequency, when we use that term, is the output being generated by your subtle body. So that's why when we raise our frequency, what are we doing? We're increasing our level of energy in our energy field. We're literally getting denser with energy. The level of energy output in your biofield, in your toroidal field, that's your frequency, and it raises or lowers based upon which direction your energy is flowing. So frequency is the level of energy output being generated by the subtle body. And then finally, self-mastery, which is the ability to be in your chosen state of being at will, regardless of the circumstance. So we could say, once you have achieved the ability through lots of practice and cultivation, right, to be able to generate your chosen state of being at will in any moment, no matter what the moment's doing, we could say now you have mastered the lowercase self, the ego self. And that's a very high degree of self-mastery, of course. That's the goal we all must shoot for. So let's not be confused about where we're heading on the spiritual path, right? when we know the process of ascension and how it works, we have a huge leg up on the spiritual path, because now we actually like have a map of the territory that we're traveling and exploring, right? We actually know what the next step should look like. And once we get into the heart through loving relationships, that's our practice. Make every relationship loving. And enlightenment, in my opinion, is achieved when that's accomplished. Then we can move into the throat chakra, fifth density consciousness, which is self-mastery. And we do that by beginning to choose, and we could even say create, our state of being moment by moment, by choosing, by giving attention and intention to the qualities of consciousness we want. So we stop playing the victim. We stop saying, oh, life is pushing me around and making me feel bad about things. And if only life would not be so cruel to me, then I could truly be happy. That's third density consciousness, isn't it? You say, no, I'm the captain at the helm. I'm at the wheel of my state of being. I'm in charge. So I choose the states I want. And that is through intention, number one. It's a two-step process. You have to intend that state of consciousness. That's your demonstration of free will, right? You can't just sit around and wait for love to be felt and you to become loving. The universe isn't going to force you to become loving if you'd rather be, you know, bored and complacent and selfish or something. So you have to tell the universe what states you want by choosing them. That begins with intention, and then it's followed up by action. Intention and action. That's how we activate the qualities of consciousness that we want to imbibe in our state of being. So let's refresh on negative, positive, the polarity, the functions of polarities. Negative means contraction, and positive means expansion. And that's the movement of the universe, right? The vibration of the universe, contraction, expansion. That's vibration. That's how everything lives and moves. So there's that balance in the universe of positive, negative, in perfect harmony with each other, represented by the yin-yang symbol. So these are the only two functions our state of being has, contraction or expansion. Negative qualities are inward-focusing qualities, and positive qualities of consciousness are outward-focusing qualities. Contraction, inward, expansion, outward. So when we say a negative quality of consciousness, we just mean a quality of consciousness that's very self-facing, selfish, right? All about me, 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 ego consciousness. And then when we say a positive quality of consciousness, we just mean a outward focusing quality, like love, like kindness, patience, compassion, service to others, gratitude. These are all outward radiating qualities. So let's take the value judgments out of it and just see it as two functions, contraction or expansion. What are you making your state of being do? What energy field are you generating? Only one of two things. You're either contracting or you're expanding. So the goal of becoming positively polarized is to be more expanding in your energy than contracting, 51% or more. To be more outward moving with your energy than inward moving with your energy. So that's what will ultimately determine your state of being. How much are you contracting? How much are you expanding? If you contract more than you expand, the level of energy output your subtle body is generating begins to lower. And then as you get to move your energy outward again, whether by service to others, whether by feeling love, whether by being kind, being patient, trusting in God, surrendering to the present moment, these things cause our energy to move outwards. And so then our frequency raises, because the subtle body has to generate more energy to access those states, right? Positive states are higher than the negative states, just like the lower three chakras come before the upper four spiritual chakras. So if we're moving down in the chakras, our state of being is becoming more constricted, more contracted. And if we're moving upward in the chakras, our state of being is becoming more expansive and outward moving. So your state of being can't really be described or defined. We couldn't come up with like a terminology for it, because it's whatever it feels like to be you, right? It's your felt sense of self. It's unique to you. It's like the flavor of your chakras or something, right? It's your level of activation. And we all have differing levels of activation in the energy centers. Some of us have really active third eyes, and some of us have really active hearts. And the balance between those chakras creates unique flavors, or we could say like musical chords or something, between those seven notes. So that's why Ra uses the example of the energy centers being like a harp, and when they're tuned in harmony, the creator begins to pluck and play. And that playing the melody on your tuned chakras is your expression, your authenticity. What it feels like to be like you, you share that with the world by being you. So other people get to experience you and experience your divine essence, your sense of humor, your personality, your wittiness, your charm, your humility. These are all qualities that express who you are in your own unique way. So a quality of consciousness is chosen immediately through intention and action. As we choose the qualities of consciousness we want, we begin to mold our state of being more and more in that direction. How much you feel love, let's say, naturally, throughout the day. How much your heart opens in love to every little creature you see while on your walk and every person you pass, and just gratitude for the day, for the universe. You're generating a lot of energy, a very high frequency in the 500s or higher, according to the Hawkins scale. So how much love you feel just naturally is a barometer of your state of being, how outward moving or inward moving your energy field is. And so you can't just, this is why I say you can't just sit around and wait to feel loving, because the universe is just sitting around waiting for you to choose what you want, for you to be who you want to be. And if you want to be negative, ego-driven self, that's equally valid, right? Universe says, cool, yeah, explore that. So eventually we must turn towards the divine self, the inner being, and say, this is the real self, and I'm going to cultivate this self rather than the false ego self, the dream character. So we could say selfishness is negative because it moves our energy inwards. Selflessness is positive because it moves our energy outwards. And so we could say inward focused energy creates a black hole, right? That absorbs everything, pulls everything into itself. And that's the ego's version of relationship, which is taking and keeping. Taking and keeping. That's how the ego engages in relationship. And of course, relationship in reality is giving and receiving. So if we're in taking and keeping, selfishness, we're moving our energy inwards. If we're in giving and receiving, we're moving our energy outwards. And to radiate who you are outwardly is love. And to withhold who you are, to withhold your divine qualities and only show the ego qualities, that's fear, right? Being afraid of being who you are, being afraid of expressing who you are. So fear separates, love joins, negative, positive, inward, outward. See these very simple dynamics of polarity. But the higher the frequency of that quality of consciousness, we could say the more challenging it may feel to integrate. Why? Because it's a higher level of energy. It's very easy to integrate the ego states, to be selfish and prideful and angry and whatever else, because they're very low frequencies. And so our state of being has easy mastery over those ones, right? But when we ask our frequency in the nervous system to pick up its frequency to a fourth density or fifth density level, we start to kind of tax out the nervous system a bit. And it's like, whoo, man, I didn't train for this. This is a little too much energy for me. So we may get into a oneness state, a bliss state for, you know, a few minutes in a moment of worship or meditation or on a hike in nature. And then quickly wears off. We're like, wow, well, that was nice, but how did that go away so fast? And that's basically just the kind of engine on the nervous system being depleted and redlining too long, and it has to come back to baseline. So how do we increase the frequency our nervous system is able to sustain? Just like we get more fit, just like we evolve and adapt in any way, we place a regular stimulus on it to sort of train it to increase its frequency, to handle that level of energy naturally. Just like we work a muscle to make it stronger, to lift a heavier weight. I will choose peace no matter what happens. If the devil himself appears, I will choose peace in that moment. And then, oh wow, there's peace. You finally chose it over all the other states. you were finally willing to be in peace and in no other state. And that's why we don't integrate peace, is because part of us is still willing to be in other states. We're still willing to tolerate other states, right? And that's the part of you have to see. So again, as we choose the qualities we want to cultivate our state of being, we activate them. So action is activation. Action is activation. Acting upon your chosen state of being is what activates that state of being. So the journey towards self-mastery is made by consistently choosing the positive qualities over the negative qualities through intention and action. Whatever direction your energy field is flowing determines the qualities you're going to be feeling. So if your energy is really moving inwards, you're going to be feeling the negative qualities more than the positive ones, right? And the positive qualities will feel harder to access. For example, you know, a pessimistic, angry, grumpy, unhappy person is just somebody who's drawn all their energy inwards so that they no longer can feel their positive qualities, but only the negative ones, right? The energy is moving at such a rapid pace inwardly. It's all self-focusing, selfishness. That's what the mind is doing. So that's where the energy goes, right? Mind and energy are one. Insecurity, victimhood, lack, anger, fear, jealousy, depression. These are the emotions that move energy inward because they're selfish qualities of consciousness. But a loving, happy person, a radiant person, a peaceful person has extended all their energy outwards such that they no longer feel their negative qualities. And we call that transcendence. But that moving of energy inwards is taking and keeping, which is why I stress that framework a lot, is that's an easy way to measure if your energy may be moving inwards right now, if you're in a taking, keeping state of consciousness. Because then all you have to do is say, oh, let me get back into giving and receiving. So again, receiving, accepting the present moment as it is, I receive reality as it is. And then giving, I express who I am without reservation. I give myself to reality. That's called love, giving. Those are the two things I need to be doing to be moving my energy outwards. So it's that simple. It doesn't even need to be this laborious process of trying to force a positive feeling. You don't need to feel positive to get your energy moving outwards. But once you get your energy moving outwards, you will feel positive very shortly, right? The way to move my energy inwards is by taking and keeping. The way to move my energy outwards is by giving and receiving. And here's a tricky one. The positive qualities I have not mastered yet will be seen externally as desires. Likewise, the negative qualities I have not mastered will be seen externally as judgments. Everything we want is really a quality within ourselves. So I don't want the romantic partnership. What we really want is just to feel loved, to know we are loved. And so we use a partnership, a romantic relationship, as a convenient excuse to accept that we are loved. But then, of course, as soon as they leave us, we do not give ourselves permission to feel loved. We say, oh, you are now unloved. You've been rejected. And we move our energy inwards again, right? So if I haven't mastered those negative qualities within myself, selfishness, insecurity, I'll judge other people according to my insecurities and according to my jealousies. So I'm seeing my negative qualities, which I haven't mastered yet, as projections out there. And that's ACIM 101, right? But likewise, the positive qualities I have not mastered, I will see as desires. So if I haven't mastered self-love, I'll desire a romantic partnership, right? Because that's my symbol. That's my excuse to be loved. So I have to chase that. So the positive qualities I don't master are seen externally as what I desire. If I want peace, let's say, I may really desire, you know, going fishing and golfing and whatever brings me peace. I may get really obsessed with those kinds of hobbies. And even to the point where I suffer if I can't get my few golf games in a week. These are the ways we chase peace outside of us, and in many more subtle ways than just that. But we haven't mastered peace yet, so we have to see it as an external desire. So, you know, in the Bhagavad Gita and every spiritual text says, if you want to conquer the ego, you must transcend your personal desires. As Buddha said, you suffer because you desire. So then the next thing we're going to write down, now that we understand that, I expand my state of being by consistently choosing positive qualities over negative qualities. Because you're allowed to choose either. Neither is right or wrong. So with this understanding of what state or which polarity are you choosing, what direction are you making your energy move, what qualities of consciousness are you choosing, we see that love is like the one answer for everything on the positive polarity. Because any quality you want more of, whether it's empowerment, whether it's self-love, whether it's kindness towards others, like every good thing is love in some form. Peace is love in another form, right? So love is the only state that allows us to live within the universe without violating any of its laws. Why? Because we're always in the state of giving and receiving. And so reality is always in the state of giving and receiving, relationship, cooperation. That's the eternal flow, right? The eternal dance. So if we want to join with the universe, if we want to become one with the universe, we have to get ourselves into the state of giving and receiving. Again, are you accepting the present moment as it is? And are you expressing yourself fully in love, authenticity, right? Are you giving love? Are you giving kindness? Are you saying thank you to the universe? Like, that's the giving of yourself. So love is the only state that allows us to effortlessly abide in the universe without violating a single karmic law. Love keeps us in harmony with the balance of the universe. We've talked a lot about that here as well, right? The universe is vibration, the law of balance, positive, negative, contraction, expansion. And so we have to be in both giving and receiving, positive, negative, to be in balance with that harmony. And so in the positive polarity, actually positive and negative are balanced and integrated. They are seen as one in that sense. On the negative polarity, the positive is rejected as false and the negative is accepted as true. So the negative polarity does have a value judgment. It is that the negative polarity is the true polarity and positive is false, or at least, at the very least, foolishness and a waste of time. That's the negative view of the universe. The positive doesn't say that. It says negative is playing its role equally valid with the positive. So in that way, devotion is the only practice we need, because love is the only state we need, right? Love will dissolve and avoid all karma, because when you're in love, when you're in giving and receiving, you're not generating any karma, you're generating dharma, right? Outward moving energy. Your dharma is your chosen service, your chosen expression to the world and to the universe. Karma is all the mistakes you've made in ego consciousness coming back upon you. Why? Because karma is balance. And because the universe is balance, is giving and receiving, right? There's only balance in giving and receiving. Where's the balance in taking and keeping, taking and keeping? It's a lopsided equation, right? So the universe is not lopsided. It's in perfect balance. And so when you enter that state, you become balanced with it. And that's dharma. When you violate balance, when you become negative, negative, taking, keeping, that's okay. You can do that. You're not harming the universe in any way. You're not changing anything about the universe, but you are disobeying universal laws. And so you just have to pay the debt. That's all. You're the debtor, right? You violated the law, so you got to pay the toll fee, so to speak, the karmic fee. And that is the suffering that we attract to ourselves, the challenging circumstances that inflame the ego and agitate the ego and make the ego afraid. And we suffer from those reactions. That's karma, right? Every negative choice we put out into the universe has to come back to us, and we have to re-experience it. So love is the only state that allows us to never, ever do that. So now we see why graduation to fourth density is getting into the heart and fully abiding in the heart. And now only 51% out of 100. So it's not like you have to be completely enlightened or something to graduate. But again, the depth of your graduation, how high you get into that percentage, maybe you get 80, 90% service to others, 80 to 90% heart activated. Well, then you're going to earn a much later fourth density lifetime, which is going to be pretty cool. Neither is more valid, of course, but it's all about what you want. So, hey, if you're like, I just want to barely graduate, cool, right? Just get your energy moving outwards 51% of the time. But I bet you to hit that mark would be pretty difficult. right? Because you're toting the line there. I'd rather be so far into the positive polarity that there's no doubt I'm over that 51%. And love, giving and receiving, does that. And the ability to do that at will in any situation is self-mastery. Does that connect? Now, we went through a lot. I know that was like drinking from a fire hose, probably. Hopefully you guys took your nootropics before this call.